beat someone down. Emotional abuse is a social problem that has a catastrophic impact. There is a growing concern on defining what it is, confronting it, and providing remedies to some of the effects that it causes. In the fields of education, medicine, social science, and law, this aspect is being looked into because these fields, which require a strong mind and individuals who are strong in their confidence to impact the society, and a countermeasure of this abuse has to be readily available to individuals. Emotional abuse is a different form of violence in all kinds of relationships. It is often characterized by behavior patterns that cause injury to parties that are usually innocent and not deserving of the treatment. Emotional abuse happens in families, health, industry, religious places, non-quasi-religious places, and in corporations. When you are looking into emotional abuse, always know that the victim's state is fully understood. Let us look at emotional abuse in two classes of people. A. A child. B. An adult. A child. Ideally, the emotional abuse of a child is described as inflicting emotional or mental injury into a child, which leads to the impairing of a child's development, physiological functioning, and growth. An adult. When we get to the adult, we describe emotional abuse as inflicting anguish, mental pain, and distress via non-physical or physical actions that include isolation, terrorism, exploitation, humiliation, corruption, stalking, and even dishing out threats. Emotional abuse can also come in the form of an attitude, which ends up to become a behavior. The abusive attitude does not have to be intended by the abuser. It can be a reckless action, which can still cause damage. Aspects of an emotionally abusive relationship. Humiliation. This is whereby a child or an adult feels bad about himself. A child or an adult can be compelled to believe that he or she is worthless, and he/she cannot be valued by anyone. To achieve this kind of abuse, shaming, screaming, and name-calling are some of the catalysts that erode someone's self-esteem. Dominance. This is the aspect where a person obeys without question, and one becomes another slave. One is treated as an object. An adult is treated like a young child, and a child is treated like an incompetent, good-for-nothing kid. Isolation. This happens when a child or adult is separated from interacting with the world in any way. It can involve keeping the individual away from the family members, friends, or even attending school or work. Intimidation. These are gestures that include smashing objects at someone's face, destroying one's property, laying down weapons to command authority, and even hurting pets to make a point. Threats. Victims are confronted with threats from abusers for them to stay where they are. Abusers may threaten to harm the victim's pets, their family members, threaten to commit suicide, and even file charges against the victims of crimes they have not even committed. It is important to point out that different states define emotional abuse in a different light, because the abuse depends on where the location is. There have been studies that show emotional abuse cases depend on the location where the abuse has occurred. Since there is no clear standard for defining emotional abuse, it is possible for some abusers to escape criminal charges in some states or countries. The confusion about what is regarded as emotional abuse in a country or state is what is followed to implicate someone on such a charge. There are places where emotional abuse is viewed according to the resulting damage that occurs. The problem with this approach is that it fails to provide a comprehensive measure on how to avoid this kind of abuse from happening. There is a revision that has been going on about the Statistical Manual of Mental Disorder. This manual is the one that is often used by medical practitioners in the mental health field to help in the identification and diagnosis of pathological tendencies in the society. The book does not face emotional abuse symptoms head-on, but when you look at symptoms,